The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he and the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should have paid back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea, across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. The long journey of the Israelite people has come to a close in that first reading. Because if you recall, we've been reading about Moses and he leads the people. And yesterday he died. And now, in that pitiful moment, as Joshua takes control of all the Israelites, and they cross the Jordan River. They cross the Jordan. Now they've, 40 long years, they've taken on the promised land. God, despite the sins of the Israelites, despite how many times they turned away from him over the 40 years, he still gave them the Holy Land. In much the same way, it's amazing. No matter how many times humanity sins, or how many times we fall or fail, God still gives us not just some piece of land here on earth, because that was merely a prefigurement of something even more glorious. Because the promised land was a typology. Typology simply meaning a foreshadowing of what is to come. Because remember, what did Jesus say last Sunday? "Do not be afraid anymore, little flock, for your Father has desired to give you the kingdom." The promised land was merely a taste of what God has in store for all of us. Because look at Jesus today. He wants us to mimic, to follow his path of utter forgiveness. That we should not hold any grudges to our fellow brothers and sisters. Why? Because again, how many times has humanity fallen? How many times have we fallen? And yet God continues to forgive. And it's that same forgiveness that he wants us to forgive and have patience and grace. Because we all know we hurt each other. We fall, we fail. But that doesn't disqualify us from our inheritance. Look at today. We were read and we remember a great witness of Maximilian Kolbe, who in one of the darkest periods of human history against the Nazis would die in a concentration camp, the Nazi Party's factory of death. And yet he showed love and patience, sacrificing his life. Do you think if a Nazi or that commandant that killed Father Maximilian Kolbe, if he repented and said, "Jesus, I am sorry for killing all of those people," what do you think Jesus would have done? He would have forgiven him and given him the kingdom. It's almost unfathomable. But that is the mercy of God if we truly repent. Our heavenly homeland awaits. God's mercy shines forth. And just help to follow our Lord's example.